It's 2:47. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Spring is here. Summer is just around the corner. It's time to get out and appreciate Mother Nature. University of Illinois Extension has some offerings for families to help enhance the experience. There are a number of Extension websites that offer learning opportunities for kids, including, let's talk about insects and a walk in the woods. Check them out before or after exploring a park, or your backyard. You may also want to keep them in mind for a rainy day. Check them out at urbanext.illinois.edu/kids. That's urban as urban, EXT as in extension. You'll also find a link on the Afternoon Magazine website at will.illinois.edu, or simply Google Illinois Extension for kids. Greg Stack is my guest in this portion of the program. He's an extension educator in Cook County, came on board in Cook County as the special project leader for the Chicago Urban Gardening Program. He is currently a horticulture educator, providing programming in ornamental horticulture, including programs for teachers and youth. Greg Stack, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, glad to be here.
How long has Extension been involved in developing programs for kids?
We probably have been on Valve 10-plus years, and we are probably, I would have to say, probably one of the pioneers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so are the websites like A Walk in the Woods, are they developed by Extension?
All these sites that are on our Schools Online or Just for Kids pages on our website are developed by usually a team of educators, maybe two, three, or four, to get together for subject matter input and that kind of stuff, and then it's handed off to our technical people to put all the nice bells and whistles and make it look good.
Yeah, they do look good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also available in Spanish.
We have a lot of our stuff in Spanish, and I'm happy to announce that we are now foraging into the area of Chinese.
Really?
We have several sites that are being done by Chinese, some collaborators that we got to know at two universities in the Shanghai area. And so we got some that are starting to be in Chinese now. Yep.
Yeah. Is there something for younger children and older children here?
Oh, yeah. We've got stuff from the young grades, like, say, first, second grade people that could go into, like, Trees Are Terrific, which is basically built for 5 to 8-year-olds, all the way on up to our more maybe involved sites that start getting into the middle grades and even into the middle school kind of age group.
Okay. Now, in addition to the information these sites supply, do they also offer opportunities for improving various skills?
We try to build all of our sites based upon the learning standards for Illinois, and that includes a lot of our material then is built such that the kids can improve their, say, math skills, reading skills, visual arts and art skills, those kind of things. So there are things built into our sites, especially when it comes down to the activity side, activity pages, that help to enhance those particular learning goals that, again, schools are basically built around.
Yeah. In the program, A Walk in the Woods, one of the themes is to respect the natural world and also to focus on our powers of observation.
Exactly. That was one of our neatest sites, because what we did there, we spent a whole year basically going back to the same spot 4 seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. We utilized Starved Rock State Park, and we basically walked the same area those 4 seasons and watched how it changed and recorded it on film, put that material into the website. So it's almost like a virtual walk in the woods, and we try to get the kids to look at that site to, again, sharpen and enhance their observation skills, because sometimes you look at something but you can't see it.
Yeah, yeah. Also, this would give parents an idea for maybe they could encourage their children to walk in the woods and maybe keep a little notebook.
Oh, yeah, a little journal, a little diary. That's what we have built into the site. We have basically a diary built into the site such that, again, if you just stop and just stand still for a while, you might see something that you just are going to miss if you go running through the woods kind of just, you know, helter-skelter. So you just stop, look, see, observe, and just kind of just enjoy the day.
Yeah. I haven't yet looked at Let's Talk About Insects, but I imagine that that's got to be a very popular one.
That site right there, our latest we get website numbers every month about all our sites. That's the number two site, just under Great Plantscape, that kids go to. Let's talk about insects. And it's kind of a fun site. It talks, again, about insects, what they are, how they're put together. It talks about the, you know, the good guys and the bad guys that are out there, too.
Yeah. What's number one?
The Great Plantscape. That's one of our very first sites that we've ever built. And it gets, last month, it got 2.25 million hits. And it's a great site that teachers use a lot in classroom curriculums.
Okay.
It's a site that basically uses a detective kind of theme with Detective LaPlante. And he has some cohorts that work with him, Bud and Sprout. And it's kind of a case study kind of a thing, detective things, learning about plants, how they grow, their various parts, and all that kind of stuff. And, again, it's used a lot by classrooms.
Yeah, okay. Also, I would think that these would be very valuable for parents, even if the kids weren't sitting at the computer with them, so that you're a little bit more knowledgeable when you go out and you take a walk, whether it's in the neighborhood or it's in a park.
They say, I think where all of our sites are valuable, it's not only, say, the kids that we design them for, but, again, parents who want to maybe help their kids in various types of studies. And we're finding these sites are used a lot by homeschool parents.
Oh,
they utilize this to, again, enhance their homeschool curriculum, and they find them, again, valuable in that regard.
Yeah. What advice do you have for families who would like to take up gardening as a family activity?
I would suggest we've got something for them also.
Okay.
For kids, we have a site that's called My First Garden. And it basically looks at gardening from a fun aspect of what a kid can do in gardening, basic gardening aspects, and make gardening kind of a fun thing where you want to maybe just grow a few things, grow the things that they like, maybe grow some odd, weird, off-the-wall things or just fun. But My First Garden will help guide them along to learn the basics of gardening and what it takes to, again, be successful. And then from there, we've got sites that can maybe go a little deeper into, you know, how to grow certain crops and all the nitty-gritty and that kind of stuff. But My First Garden would be the place to start.
Okay. I mentioned the Chicago Urban Gardening Program in my introduction. What's the status of that program today?
Basically, when I was involved with it, it was a federally funded program, which it no longer is. But it's still alive and well in the Chicago area under the direction of Ron Wolford. And they do amazing things, again, gardening in urban spaces with a whole cadre of course, volunteers that help to work with them, and a whole cadre of community groups, community organizations, and, again, civic organizations are on board. So it's alive and well.
Yeah. What are the current opportunities? You know, when I think of youth programs and I think of Extension, I think of 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
What are the current opportunities in 4-H, urban and rural? A little bit of everything, I would imagine.
It's again, a lot of things. Again, on the urban and rural, you think of 4-H as more being a rural kind of activity. That's the mindset people have. But, again, it's alive and well in the urban. It's just a matter of the different projects I might be undertaking as opposed to the rural thing. But, again, there's a lot of crossover, and there's a lot of opportunity for the kids who want to get involved in, again, learning life skills, enhancing things, again, just basically being better students and citizens. You know, 4-H has got something to offer, you know, probably any kid that wants to get involved.
Yeah. I was a city 4-H kid,
okay. So
I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. It's a program that offers, again, things that I think can enhance an individual's you know, schoolwork and advance their civic work and advance a lot of things if they really get involved in it.
Okay.
And I've seen a lot of kids, you know, get involved in 4-H projects, and again, from the horticulture standpoint, and are today in horticulture as a business, as a career. A lot of kids, you know, went to advanced degrees in horticulture, so I can kind of think that might be one of the impetuses that made them do that.
Yeah. And the neat thing about 4-H is it's really so hands-on for the kids.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes.
Well, there we got to leave it. We're out of time.
Darn.
I know.
12 minutes goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Well, maybe we'll have you back on for a longer period of time.
That
would be a great thing to do. Greg Stack, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Greg is an extension educator in Cook County. And University of Illinois Extension has some offerings for families to help enhance the experience of getting out and appreciating Mother Nature. There are a number of Extension websites that offer learning opportunities for kids, including Let's Talk About Insects and A Walk in the Woods. Check them out at urbanext.illinois.edu/kids. That's urban as in urban, EXT as in extension. Or probably the easiest thing to do is Google Illinois Extension for Kids.